Second shloka will chant. Repeat after me. Pratarbhajami manaso vachasamagamyam. Vacho vibhanti nikhila yadanugrahena. Yanneti neti vachanair nigama avochan. Tam deva deva majamachyuta mahuragryam. Early morning, Pratar Bhajami. I invoke. I contemplate. Prataha, early morning. Why Acharya asking early morning? You can come front. Some of you can come front. Early morning is mind. No, our mind is very much available. Qualitative mind is available. Early morning. The qualitative mind is available. Because previous all activities, the thoughts, they are all gone. No, from the mind, it's relaxed. New, fresh activities have not started. So, in our young age also, our parents used to ask, study, do your homework early morning. Why they ask? That time our quality mind is available. That mind is so fresh. Mind is relaxed. In our culture, it is in Hindu culture, we call it as Brahma Muhurta. For Sangeeta Sadhana, dance sadhana, for any sadhana, for any study, they ask us to practice in the mornings. So here, our spiritual sadhana also, for internalization, we can start our contemplation in the morning, early morning, instead of waking yourself as a husband or wife, early morning, tension comes first. So instead of that, get up as a Brahman. So, I am Brahman. Now, before keeping your foot on the floor, I am going to play my role today. Whatever role situation comes, we do not know, unpredictable, this body has to face. It's a pressure and pain it has to face. Let me, then this body is going to face. I am not going to face. Nacha bhuta sangaha. I am not the body, mind, complex, conglomeration, assemblage. I, the consciousness, am allowing this body, mind to undergo its own course of action or pleasure or pain. This conviction, this remembrance, this awareness helps us to face the situations in our life. Vedanta is not just for giving lectures. Vedanta is not meant for just an academic qualification. Vedantic knowledge is meant to give an internal satisfaction, trupti, ananda. The tremendous, like Kalidasa, how is a jnani's mind? He explains, no? Generally, How is Manasa Sarovara? Manasa Sarovara is like a Jnani's mind. Kalidasa tells. Generally, we poets compare, no? How Jnani's mind, no? It is like Manasa Sarovara, they compare. He did in a different way. How is Manasa Sarovara? No? Manasa Sarovara is like a Jnani's mind. No? So pleasant, so calm and so quiet, no disturbances, so balanced, simple mind. He distanced the mind. Learn to distance the mind. Just as you look at your neighbor. Neighbor, you look at from here, no? For, no? They are your neighbors. Paramarthananda Swamiji says, neighborization. Similarly, you neighborize your mind, neighborize your body, neighborize, and that means they are not me. They are different from me. What is mine is not me. This is the principle. This is the law. What is the law? What is mine, what belongs to me is not me. How to see that, no? How to understand this? My phone, you say. What do you say? My phone, my car, my bag, my house. That means what you are saying? I am not house, I possess the house. Mine is what I possess. I possess the house, so house is mine. House belongs to me. Similarly, cell phone, my phone. Phone belongs to me. I am not phone. Yes? Yes or no? Yes. My coat, my shawl, I wear it. It's mine, not me. Mine is not me. Say loudly.
Mine is not me.
Whatever is mine is not me. Apply the same principle to the body. It is closer, that's all. This phone is a little away. Okay. But body is a little closer. That's all. What I had to say, my body, when we say, apply the same principle here. My body. All of us say my body or not? My body. When we say my body, apply the same principle. What? My body is not
me.
So my body pain is not my pain. It is body's pain. Body's death is not my death. It is body's death. Simple. Vedanta is simple if we understand. If we think. We have to think. In Tattva Bodha it comes. Madiyam kankanam. Madiyam pranaha, madiyaha pranaha. All these are my pranas, my body. Just as you say my bangle, madiyam kankanam. Have you completed, no, Tattva Bodha? This is my bangle, my ring. Similarly, my chain, you are telling. My pranas, my body, my mind. What is mine is not me. That's what Acharya said, nacha bhuta sangha. Nacha bhuta sangha means, I am not the body-mind complex. Why? I say my leg, my hand, my eyes, my mind. Mind is more closer. Yes? So, my hand is not me. My body is not me. My mind is also not me. I am the experiencer of the mind. I am experiencer of the body. I am experiencer of the phone. I experience the phone as an object. Whatever I experience is not. I am the experiencer. It is experienced. I am experiencer. It is experienced. Experiencer is called subject. Experienced is called object. Phone comes under subject or object? Object. Phone comes under object. I the subject, experiencer, observer, knower. Knower or experiencer or observer are synonyms. I am the knower of the phone, I am the experiencer of the phone, I am the observer of the phone. Object is observed by me, experienced by me, known by me. That is called prameyam. I am the pramatha, the knower, the subject. Subject is different from the object. Next, you come to the body. I am the observer of the body. I am the experiencer of the body. I am the knower of the body. Body becomes the known object, experienced object, observed object. Observer is different from the observed. Knower is different from the known. Experiencer is different from the experienced. Therefore, I am not body. Clear? So this I have to repeatedly contemplate upon. More and more I have to think of. This is what contemplation. How can I be the body? Body is mine, but I am not the body. This thought I have to entertain all the time. How can we entertain? At the work field also I can entertain. Are you remembering, I am a human being, I am a human being all the time? Without that remembrance also you know that you are human being. Very clear.
Some distance is placed between the cell phone and the microphone.
Okay. Good, thank you. So therefore, this is very important law. We have to understand what is mine is not me. Neighborization. This is called neighborization. First I said neighborization, distancing. How to distance? This way you have to distance. Body, mind. Easily we can say, a car is not me, house is not me, phone is not me. Easily we can say. Everyone can say. But when it comes to body, mind, very difficult to say. For that only we require Shastra. To say, phone is not me, you need not study Shastra. Isn't that? To say, house is not me, you need not study Bhagavad Gita, Upanishad and all. But to say, I am not the body, mind, we have to study Bhagavad Gita. We have to study Upanishads. So, Shastra gives that knowledge. Since what is yours is not you, what is mine you say is not you, therefore body is, when you say my body, my leg, my hands, my eyes, my nose, all this, when you say, it is as good as saying it is not you. Distancing. Mind is also my mind. You say, I am mind, we never say. You say that, my mind is so happy today. You never say, but what we do, just one student is asking a question. When we say, I am, it is a mixture. Atma, the satchit atma cannot say, I am. Mind alone cannot say, I am. Mind alone cannot say, I am. Yes? Body, mind, complex plus and Atma together, it is called I am. We have to remember this. Whenever we say I am, it is a mixture of spirit and matter. Matter is body, mind, complex. Spirit is Brahman, the Atma, the consciousness, existent principle. Okay? Whenever we say I am. What we do by mistake, not knowing this mixture, we always take, when I say I am, this body-mind complex we superimpose upon I, the original I. This is lower I, Ahankara. This is OC, original I, original consciousness, spirit. This is OC, original consciousness, plus RC, reflected consciousness. We mix and do our vyavahara and get into problem. But as you do vyavahara, you should know this mixture. I am a mixture. I should not take the mixture ahankara's problem as my problem. Atma alone cannot say I am. Body alone cannot say I am. Mixer only saying I am. In this I am, one is real, one is unreal. I am is real. What I am is not real. What we are committing mistake? We are superimposing the body, mind, its role, its duties, its responsibilities, vyadhi, jara, marana, all problems of the body, disease, old age, and its problems, physical problems, mental problems, not only our problems, our children problems, family problems, relative problems, office problems, all we mix, all lower, they are not real. Unreal we superimpose on real. And taking that I am having birth, I am having death. I am not having death, body is having death. I am not having birth, I am ajam. That's what he is going to say. I am birthless. Body has got birth and death, old age and disease also. This is called distancing. Slowly, gradually, we have to. Now look into the shloka. Prathar bhajami manaso vachasam agamyam. Agamyam means you cannot know. Incomprehensible, unobjectifiable, not experienceable. Agamyam means you cannot know Atma as an object. By what? Vachasa manasa. By mind, by words you cannot know. Here by mind you cannot know means by unrefined mind, indisciplined mind, distracted mind, a valueless, a mind which is not having values at all, and a mind which is not disciplined, it cannot know. The whole religion meant for disciplining the mind. A mind which is free from strong likes and dislikes, attachments, a mind which is free from raga dvesha, they call it as raga dvesha. Raga means attachment, dvesha means aversion. A mind which is free from raga dvesha alone can understand, but a mind with strong conditioned attachments, likes, dislikes, it can never know the Atma Swarupa. That is why you require a broad, expansive mind. A confined, restricted, narrow mind can never know. That's why Shastra Acharya says, Shankrishna says, you serve your guru, serve your parents, serve your society, do karma yoga, develop lot of chitta shuddhi, give always, humility. See, lot of values Bhagavan Krishna talks. So with all those things, you train your mind. Manasa, so refined mind can understand, unrefined mind cannot understand. Then vachasa, any amount of words, just like a parrot saying, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, and asking question, who am I, who am I, who am I. There are people, some group of people, go on asking, Atma is inside, why you are looking into Shastra outside? Shastra is outside, paper, words, why you are looking at that words for knowing Atma? Atma is here. Hrudi samspurat, isn't it? Atma is inside. Why you are looking into the Shastra? 10 Upanishads, commentaries, Bhagavad Gita. These are all waste, people say. You are all doing intellectual gymnastics. We are all doing intellectual gymnastics. Then what to do? They say, Atma is inside. You go deeply into meditation, deep meditation. Ask, who am I, who am I, who am I? One day you can know. What you can know? Nothing. Like that one person, after 12 years of meditation practice, came to Paramarthananda Swamiji and asked, Swamiji, what to do next? After 12 years, I have learned to stop the mind. Now I am stopping the mind. What next? You need not stop the mind for that 12 years abhyasa. 12 years practice required. If you go to sleep itself, enough. For that you need not practice 12 years. And Swamiji, what has to say? Come to class tomorrow onwards. What to do? That only you have to do. That's why people are wasting time, their energy. Because they don't have this humility. Why I have to go to a person? Why I have to go to study under them? Because I have to follow Shama, Dhamma, Uparama, Titiksha, Shraddha, Samadhanam. I don't want all those things. I want to find out what is Atma. Shastragnopi Brahmanveshanam Svatantrena Nakuryat. Even you are well-versed, you are a scholar. You may be a scholar in many subjects, many languages. But you should not do self-enquiry alone. Brahmanveshanam, enquiry into Brahman, you should not do alone, on your own. Svatantrena Nakuryat. Therefore you have to go to a guru. Let's say, verbally saying, Aham Brahmasmi, you can never become a Brahman. You can never know Brahman. We ask them, if they say Shastra is outside, Brahman is inside, you are Atma. When you are looking outside, if they say, what we'll ask you, no? Your face is here, mirror is outside. Why you are looking at mirror? Tell me. Why you are looking at mirror? Mirror is outside. Your face is here, very close, near to you. You are touching your face. Why you need external mirror? I am asking. Tell me. Even though, unfortunately, my face is so close, near to me, I cannot see my face. Yes? You require external support. You require mirror. You look into the mirror. What you are seeing? Are you interested in mirror? You love mirror for what sake? For your reflected face sake. You are not having any love for mirror. You are not interested in that medium mirror. We are interested in medium mirror because it shows my face. That's why when you look at the mirror also, you put bindi, kunkuma, where? On mirror or face? While you are seeing mirror also, your intention of purpose is here to keep bindi here, to see your face here. Similarly, even though Atma is here, we know that. But we look into the darpanam, shastra darpanam. Darpanam means mirror. External Shastra Darpanam. Shastra Darpanam shows, when I look into the Shastra study, I know my real nature. Clear? So this is the answer what we give for them. Many people, highly educated people, are wasting their time. Vachasa Agamya means, by ordinary words you cannot get. By Mahavakya only you get. By any other words you cannot know. Only by Mahavakya, disciplined mind, through that you can know, as not as an object. You never know Atma as an object. You understand Atma, you the subject. Clear? That is the first line meaning. Vacho vibhanti nikhila yad anugrahena. By whose grace, yad anugrahena. By whose grace, by whose blessing, Nikhila Vibhanti Vachaha. All words are coming out. Nikhila means entire. Vacha, Vacho Vibhanti. All words are coming because of, revealed because of Atman. You, through the words you cannot know. On the other hand, Yen Manasana Manute Yena Hur Mano Matam Keno Upanishad. Yen Vachana Abhyuditam Yena Vaga Abhyudyate. Through the words you cannot know, on the other hand, words are revealed by Brahman. Is it? Understand here very carefully. Words, I am able to speak now, the inert matter, Vagindriyam cannot bring the sound. They are all inert by themselves. These words are coming because the sound is coming, your ears are hearing the sound. My mouth is opening and talking, that words are coming because of Atman. Because of Atman. వాచో విభాంతి, నిఖిల వాచ విభాంతి యద్ అనుగ్రహేణ బై హూస్ ప్రెసెన్స్. అనుగ్రహ మీన్స్ నాట్ డోంట్ టేక్ లిటరల్లీ అనుగ్రహ బ్లెస్సింగ్, ఆత్మ ఈస్ బ్లెస్సింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ బిహైండ్. హూ ఇస్ దట్ ఆత్మ ఇన్ ద ఫస్ట్ శ్లోక వాట్ వీసా? హూ ఇస్ దట్ ఆత్మన్? సత్ చిత్ సుఖం. సే లౌడ్లీ, ఐఎమ్, ఐఎమ్. ఫేక్ ఇట్ అండ్ మేక్ ఇట్. దయానంద స్వామీజీ సేస్, పూజ్య స్వామీజీ ఆల్వేస్ సేస్, ఫేక్ ఇట్ అండ్ మేక్ ఇట్. Imitate. I am. Through the words I cannot know. On the other hand, all words are revealed by me. Through the mind I cannot know Atma, because Atma happens to be myself. The Atma enlivens the mind, inert mind to think. Then thoughts comes. Thoughts are enlivened by me. That's vacho vibhanti nikhila yada anugrahina. Anugraha means this is the meaning. Okay? Then, yam neti neti vachanair nigama avochan. Nigama means shastra, Veda, Upanishads. What they say? What vachanas they say? What words they say? Nigama vachanaihi yana. Vedic words, Upanishadic words, they reveal Atma in this manner. Na iti, na iti. Not this, not this, not this. Whatever you say, this is. That is not Brahman. This is not Brahman. That's what when Rama and Sita went to forest, Swamiji gives always example. No? This the forest that Anasuya, no? Atriya ashramam, all of them want to know who is Rama. So they are asking Sita, hey Sita, we want to know who is Rama. They are all gents were standing that side, and he is the Rama, he is Rama, he is Raman. Then Sita is nodding her head, no, that person is not Rama, that person is not Rama. She is giving only, yes, no, she is telling. Then when it comes to Rama, is that person? Then Sita kept quiet. They understood. Revealing without revealing. She has revealed. This is the way Shastra reveals. Negator of everything is the unnegatable. Not this, not this, not this. Whatever I say, this object, this. The one who negates everything, the negator, I the negator of everything, is unnegatable. The negator of everything is unnegatable. This is not Atma, this is not Atma. Body is not Atma, mind is not Atma. Whatever you negate comes under Anatma. The negator is Atma. Unnegatable negator. This negator can be negated. If the negator of everything is negated, who will be there to negate? So negator of everything cannot be negated, because negator is unnegatable. That is neti neti. Not this, not this. What is mine is not me. I am not this body. I am not the mind. I am not this panchabhutas. I am not anything in this world. Then who am I? I am Brahman. After negating everything, whatever remains is that Atman. You negate everything. After negating, who remains? The negator. The negator remains. Therefore, yam నేతి నేతి నైతి నైతి నేతి నేతి వచనైహి బై దీస్ వర్డ్స్ బృహదారణ్యక ఉపనిషత్ ఇట్ కమ్స్ టూ ప్లేసెస్ ఇట్ కమ్స్ నేతి నేతి సింపుల్ వే ఆఫ్ టీచింగ్ ఉపనిషత్ నెవర్ సోస్ దిస్ ఇస్ ఆత్మ అండర్స్టాండ్ Upanishad never shows. Suppose it says it is Atma. That's what Kena Upanishad, the Guru asked. If you say you know Atma, you do not know Atma. If you say you know Atma, you do not know Atma. If you say you don't know Atma also, in future you will know Atma. It will become. Hey Guru, I know Atma. You are making Atma as an object. I don't know Atma now, I will know Atma in future, problem. Therefore what he said in a brilliantly, ingenious way, I know, I don't know. What Kena Upanishad student said, I know, I don't know. What it means? I know as subject. I know Atma as subject. Not as an object. I don't know Atma as an object. Therefore he says, I know, I don't know. That is very, very difficult answer. Toughest answer. The Guru also, both of them, the Uttama Adhikari, he is. Very interesting, Kena Upanishad. Therefore, neti neti vachanai nigama avochan, revealed by these words. Who is that? To that, tam deva devam ajam achyutam ahuhu agryam. Wise people say, this Brahman alone, this Atma, which cannot be known through the mind, through the words, ordinary words you cannot know, only through Mahavakya you can know, and that after negating what remains, that truth revealed by the Vedas, Deva Devam, it's a beautiful word. Deva Deva means what? Div Dhatu. Deva means revealer. Chaitanyam Ityarthaha. Deva means sense organs are all illuminators. Illuminators of the illuminator. The sense organs, they are called Jyotis, lights. Their sense organs, eyes, ears, nose, they are all called Jyotis. Because they are called Jnana Indriyams, in whose presence you know things. You open the eyes, you see the forms. You operate your ears, you know the sounds. You operate the nose, you know the smell. Shabda Sparsha Rupa Rasa Gandha. All sense organs of knowledge. They are called Jyotis. That is, word is used Deva. Deva Dhatu means that because of which sense organs we know everything. These sense organs are illumined by Atma. Deva Deva. Illuminator of the illuminations. You know? These sense organs are illumining the world. All the sense organs are really illumined by the Atma. Deva Deva. Anartha. This is the philosophical meaning. Normally Deva Deva means Indra. According to Puranas. Yes? Here in Vedanta, Deva Deva means what? The illuminator of the sense organs. Sense organs are, why they are called sense organs? They sense. They sense the form, they sense the sound, they sense the gandha, smell. They sense the touch. They sense it. That's why they are called sense organs. The sense organs are an illuminators of the worldly objects, sense objects. That sense organs cannot function on their own. The eyes, they are flesh, golakam. Behind that, seeing power is there. Ears are golakam. Behind that, hearing power is there. The power, that indriya shakti, seeing power, hearing power, smelling power, all these powers are illumined by, enlivened by, become sentient by the Atman. Deva Devam Ajam, that Atma is birthless. Who is that Atma? I am. Now we have to stop saying that Atma is birthless. What I have to say? I am birthless. Ajam means birthless. Because we only said, no, Sattva Chit is Brahman. Brahman happens to be myself. I am Brahman. I am trying to own up that Brahman nature. Now what I have to say? Deva Deva is myself. I the Atman. In this mixture, which one I am? And I say I am birthless. Lower I or higher I? Lower I is birth, is having birth. Higher I, the OC, is birthless. RC is having birth and death. And it comes when it is associated with the body. Therefore, in the lower I, higher I, Deva Deva is the higher I, Ajam, birthless, is the higher I am. Ajam, Achyutam, imperishable. I have never have declension, fall at all. This Hankara is having modifications, up and downs. It is go on and on, changing. But I, the Atma, am Achyutaha. No chuti, no fall at all. It is always ever fresh. Ever green hero, we say. Ever green hero, heroine. Mother. I, the Atma, am ever Achyutaha. There is no fall at all. There is no chuti, there is no declension. Ajam Achyutam. Who says this? Ahuhu Agriam. This alone was there. Atma are drashtavyaha in Brihadaranyaka Visa. Same way in Chandogya also, the Svetaketu father says, Buddhalaka says, Atma alone sadeva soumya idamagra asit ekameva dvitiyam agre asit. So Atma, from Atma only Akasha Sambhutaha, Akashat Vayuhu, Vayur Agnihi, Agni Rapaha, Adhyav Prithvi, Prithivya Oshadhayaha, Oshadhibhyonam, Annat Purushaha. So from Atma alone all five elements came, then alone Panchi Karanam, everything creation comes. So therefore, Agri Asit, we should not see Agri Asit and somewhere. And again come back here. Okay. Wise people say, Upanishad says, Atma alone was there in the beginning. Who is that Atma? Again we have to come back. I am that Atma. I was there in the beginning. I am here in this body when it is manifesting. When the bodies goes away also, I remain without bodies. Isn't it? I remain as Shuddha Chaitanya. Now what am I? Ashuddha Chaitanya. When I am manifesting in this body, mind complex, as a waker, dreamer, sleeper, am I Ashuddha Chaitanya? No. I am not touched by, even though I am mixture, I am higher order of reality, not touched by the body, mind complex. Okay? Waker is touched by the dreamer, dream objects. In dream, we see the fire, water, rain. We won't get wet, no? Our body is not burnt. You saw fire in the dream. Can it touch you, the body? Why? You saw huge fire in the dream. Why? Nothing happened to your body. Tell me why. It is less real. Waker is more real. Dream objects are less real than waker. Clear? If you understand this, apply the same principle to Paramarthika Satyam and Vyavaharika Satyam. Just as the dream objects cannot afflict the waker, waker's body, similarly, I, the Ajam Achyutam Atma, can never be touched by the body-mind complex. When waker is not touched by the dreamer, dream fire, dream water, when he is not touched? In dream itself. Yes or no? While he is dreaming itself, he is not touched. Not after waking. While dreaming itself. Similarly, once you recognize, even you won't recognize also, fortunately, I, the Atma, I am not touched by this lower order, relative order. This body, mind cannot touch me. Thank God. That is the blessing. It cannot touch. That is the meaning. Agrim Ahuhu, Atma was there. Atma, I was there as Atma without body-mind complex. I am here with body-mind complex. It cannot touch me. And I will be there even body-mind complex go away. This Panchabhutas merge with Panchabhutas. Panchabhuta Udal, they say in San Tamil. Panchabhautika Shariram. It will merge with that. Come to the next shloka.
Pratarnamami tamasa paramarka varnam. Purnam sanatana padam purushottamakhyam. Yasmin idam jagadasesha masesha murtau. Rajvam bhujangamaiva pratibhasitam vai.
Prather namami. Literal meaning of namami is saluting. I am saluting to that Brahman. That means what? I am saluting to myself. Why I have to salute to myself? Saluting is not literal meaning here. It means I contemplate upon, I dwell upon my own nature. I recollect, I am aware of. That is the meaning. I am conscious of. I just remember my real nature before going to play my role. Role is real or unreal? Husband role, father role, student role, teacher role, all are unreal. It's a drama. Drama is nice to see, no? Serial, it's very nice to see. Let us see. The serial drama is always comedy, suppose. Everything is nice. Is it nice to see that serial? Some tragedy, you know, climax also should come, some fighting should come. Then it's very nice, we say. Life is also like that only. Shastra says, take your life is also like a drama. In Nataka Deepa Prakaranam, we can see that. Panchadashi. It's very nice, Swamini, to say, but how difficult to face people. Who said it is easy? He never said it is easy. What? Nothing is easy in this world. Isn't it? Nothing is easy. But it's worth to work about it. Worth. Nothing is worth in this world. Only this is the worth. You know, you can get it. Prathar namami means here I contemplate. What is that? Tamasaha param arkavarnam. Arka means Suryaha. Tamasaha means he is beyond darkness. Beyond darkness. Tamas means darkness. Wherever Surya is, there cannot be darkness. Isn't it? Surya comes the moment darkness will go away. Similarly, this Atma, I, the consciousness, I recognize myself, the ignorance, darkness will go away. See the beauty here. Tamasaha, param, param means what? Beyond. Here, in this context, Vedanta context, what we have to say? I, the Atma, am the illuminator of knowledge as well as ignorance. I, the consciousness, am the illuminator of I know that I don't know. I know physics. I know that I know. I know that I don't know. I don't know is ignorance. Yes? I know is knowledge. Correct? I know. What? I know physics, I know chemistry, I know this, that and all. I know that I know. I know that I don't know. Who is this? That I am consciousness. I am conscious of that I don't know. I am conscious of that I don't know. I know certain things, I don't know something. That means what? Atma is that which enlivens the ignorance and knowledge. Otherwise, how can we study? It's a very beautiful word here. Tamasaha paramarkavarnam. It's beyond ignorance and knowledge. Whatever knowledge you have, this knowledge, that knowledge, all are vyavaharika jnanam. And vyavaharika ajnanam. Ajnanam also I know. Jnanam also I know. Enakku theriyum ani theriyum, enakku theriyadani theriyum. I know what I know. I know what I don't know. Both are where? In me only. That means what? I am the illuminator of my ignorance. I am the illuminator of my knowledge. Both are relative. Ignorance and knowledge, both are relative. I am that absolute. So that is why Shastra says finally, Atma Jnanam is also relative. Atma is Paramarthikam. Atma Jnanam is also a Vritti Jnanam. Vritti Jnanam comes in the mind. And Ajnanam is in the mind. So that Ajnanam has to be removed with Jnanam. So, Aham Brahma Asmi Vritti Jnanam should come and remove that Aham Sariraha Manaha Ajnanam. That identification, orientation have to be removed. This is more deeper. Okay, idea. Purnam Sanatanam Padam. I am Purnaha, complete. Sanatana means ancient. Padam means abode. Abode means what? I am the one, the abode of every object. Purushottamakhyam, I the Brahman, am called as Purushottamaha. Uttamah Purushaspanyaha, Paramatmityudahritaha. Uttamapurushaha, Purushottamaha. Akshara Purushaha, Chara Purushaha, Akshara Purushaha number one, then Akshara Purusha number two, the Paramatma, Uttama Purusha. In grammar also they say Uttama Purusha, the first person. What is the first person? I am. In Sanskrit what we call? Uttama Purusha. Therefore I am Brahman, Uttama Purusha. Okay, Pooja Swamiji says like this. In grammar also it is right. I am, when it comes, aham, avam, vayam, no. In the aham is Uttama Purusha Ekavachanam, no. So that aham Uttama Purusha, I the Brahman am Uttama Purusha. That is true only, no. So Vyakarana wise also I am Brahman only. So Purushottamakhyam, this Brahman is called. This Brahman or myself, I the Brahman. We are happy to say always this Brahman, that Brahman. We are not dare to say, I am Brahman. Because we identify with the lower I. Identify with the higher I. Okay? Say, I am Purushottam Akhyam. I am known by the name Purushottamaha. Akhyam means a name. Called by Purushottamaha. What is that Purushottama? Yasmin idam asesha jagat. Upon whom the whole entire universe is resting upon. Yasmin idam asesha jagat asesha murtau. Asesha murtam means infinite forms. Murti means forms. Names and forms. Nama rupa prapancha. Entire nama rupa prapancha, I the consciousness existent principle am giving the existence to that. The tree is, house is, moon is, sun is, stars are, is always that talks about the existence. That is why he says here, asesha murtau in all beings, mastani sarva bhutani word. All forms and names and forms are asesha murtau, yasmin idam jagat, asesha jagat. The entire universe is resting in the Brahman. All forms are because of Brahman. I am lending existence. You remove the gold, where is the chain? You remove the gold, where is the chain? Bangle. So gold is that enlivening all ornaments. ఫర్ దట్ హీ గివ్స్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ రజ్వాం భుజంగం ఇవ ప్రతిభాసితం వై. అండ్ ద రోప్ రజ్జు మీన్స్ రూప్. దిస్ హోల్ ఎంటైర్ యూనివర్స్ ఇస్ సూపర్ ఇంపోజ్డ్ అపాన్ బ్రహ్మన్. లైక్ వాట్ ఆన్ ద రోప్ ద స్నేక్ ఈస్ సూపర్ ఇంపోజ్డ్. What snake? Real snake or unreal snake? Unreal snake. It's not there, but it is superimposed. But as long as you see the snake, you cannot have the knowledge of the rope. If you see the rope as rope, the moment you see the rope, the snake appearance disappears. Isn't it? Similarly, just as the snake is superimposed, bhujanga means snake. Snake is superimposed upon the rope. Eva, like that, pratibhasitam vai. The entire universe is superimposed upon Brahman. Upon Brahman, me. You have to say that. Upon me, the Brahman, the entire world is superimposed. When I say me, I, which higher I or lower I? Go and eat Jeevali sweets. Higher eye is eating or lower eye? Very good. Aseptam, asparsham, arupam. Suddha Brahma chuppu nirukum. No taste at all. That gas in chemistry, they say tasteless, formless, colorless, odorless. Have you read? No. Like that, Suddha Brahman is useless. Pure electricity, who wants? Similarly, I, the Shuddha Brahman, want to enjoy all this. Therefore, let me enjoy. Superimpose that on. It's not real. It's not real. Nothing can touch me. Touch me not. Asparsha yoga. Mandukya language. Asparsha yoga. Touch me not. ప్రపంచోపశమం శాంతం శివం అద్వైతం చతుర్థం మన్యంతే. సెవెంత్ మంత్ర. నాంతఃప్రజ్ఞం న బహిష్ప్రజ్ఞం నోభయత ప్రజ్ఞం నఃప్రజ్ఞం న ప్రజ్ఞానఘనం నాఃప్రజ్ఞం అదృష్టమవ్యవహార్యం అచింత్యం అవ్యపదేశ్యం ఏకాత్మ ప్రత్యయసారం ప్రపంచోపశమం శాంతం శివం అద్వైతం. ఇస్ ఆల్ మై గ్లోరీ. వి ఆర్ బ్లింకింగ్. మంత్రం ఇస్ గోయింగ్ ఆన్. That is talking about me. Mantra is talking about me, the Brahman. You are such a great absolute truth of this universe. When I say lower I or higher I? Higher I. But I am using the lower I. When I am using, I should remember I am the user of this lower I. Then no problem. This is called real Deepavali. Yeah. For this only our people conduct Deepavali. Deepam indicates knowledge. The more and more you do Deepavali, the Narakasura is where, not outside. Our own wrong thinking mind, no? Wrong concept, wrong notions, inhibitions, speculations, imaginations. Thinking I know everything. We don't know anything. And I know everything. This is the Ajnana Andhakara. We light the lamp. Tamasoma jyotirgamaya, mrityorma amrutongamaya, asatoma sadgamaya. What a prayer. It comes in Brahadaranyaka again. So these prayers and Deepavali performance, the festivals are all the way to take this light. Atma jyoti. That we are going to see tomorrow. What is Atma jyoti? Beautiful. Shankaracharya can write hundreds of slokas. Upadesha Sahasri, thousands and thousands of slokas he writes. Same Upadesha Sahasri, it is thousands of slokas. Same way the whole Vedanta he can put in one sloka. You see? Such a great master brain, Adi Shankaracharya. So, Rajvam Bhujangam Iva, the whole world is superimposed upon me. The consciousness, existence, principle, the more and more we listen to like this, we can also say, I am Brahman. I can claim I am Brahman. No doubt in that. It is possible. It is not impossible. Okay. Last shloka. Shloka trayamidam punyam.
லோகத்ரய விபூஷணம் ப்ராதஃ காலே படேத்யஸ்து சகச்சேத் பரமம் பதம்.
Saha, the listener of these slokas, three slokas, Pratasmaranam Saha, Paramam Padam Gacchet, he attains that supreme abode. What is that supreme abode he attains now? He recognizes, or she recognizes, discover Paramam Padam, Aham Brahmasmi iti Jnanam. When Pratakala Patet, Yahatu, the one who listen, who recollects, whoever chant this sloka and internalize the meaning. Slokatrayam idam, these three slokas. Punya means here what? Moksha is the punya, highest punya. There is no other punya. We don't want relative punya, anything, anymore. What punya? I am the one who is enliving in the punya bhava. I am beyond punyam papa. Na punyam, na papam, na saukhyam, na dukkham. Lokatrayam ibhushanam. All the three worlds. I, the consciousness, I am the ornament. I am the alankara. Without me, where is the world? So what I have to shift today, Deepavali day? I have to shift my lower eye identification to higher eye. Therefore, just cognitive change. In Puja Swamiji's words, we say, Jnanam, Atma Jnanam, self-knowledge is nothing to get, but just cognitive change. Your thinking pattern, that's why Paramarthananda Swamiji says, what is moksha? Swamiji, understanding alone is sufficient. I have to experience, you know. Swamiji says, understanding, there is nothing is required other than understanding. For moksha, what is required? Understanding. Understanding that nothing is required other than understanding that I am Brahman. This is called moksha. With this, I conclude Pratas Maranam Stotram. ஓம் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நம. ஹரி ஓம். If you have any questions, just 10 minutes we'll spend and we finish.